your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, August 13th. Some very exciting breaking news for y'all. Eric Armstead activated from the active/PUP list. We're going to talk about what it means here for your Jacksonville Jaguars today. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out JenJag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Shout out to everyone who tunes in, all our channel members, everybody who comes and says hello at training camp, wherever it may be. I appreciate every single one of you, but let's get into this news. Eric Armstead activated from the active/PUP list. We're going to talk about it right now. So the word activated is a little bit of a misnomer because technically he was already on the active 90-man roster. It's not like activating him is going to cause the Jaguars to have to move someone off the roster, release someone, anything like that. So Eric Armstead was already part of the 90-man roster, right? But he's now been activated from the active/PUP list, which means he can return to practice and that he will return to practice basically immediately. He certainly will be limited to get things going, but Eric Armstead is returning to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, you say returning, he hasn't really ever taken a snap for the Jaguars. He signed with the team this offseason. The 49ers had asked him to take a major pay decrease, and Armstead said, no thanks. So they ended up releasing him, and he hit the open market. Kind of surprised a lot of people, including myself. Surprised the Jaguars a little bit, I think. But Trent Baalke, who drafted Eric Armstead, and to his credit, Trent Baalke's credit, maintained a good relationship with Eric Armstead. You know, Armstead was happy to be able to sign with Baalke and happy that the Jaguars had interest in bringing him in and paying him a pretty penny. Obviously, not one of the highest paid interior defensive linemen in the league at this point in his career, but still a high-priced free agent, to be sure, and someone who the Jaguars are expecting a lot from over the next couple years. And even though he's over the age of 30, he was still playing unbelievable football down the stretch for the 49ers last year, creating pressure, especially on the interior, getting sacks, making big plays and big moments for them in the playoffs the last couple years. So this is huge for the Jaguars. Again, was already on the 90-man roster, so nobody's going to have to get cut. Will return to practice pretty much immediately, in my opinion. That's not confirmed, but usually when you see someone activated from the active/PUP, you're going to see them start to practice in a limited fashion. When will he play? Great question. When will he play? According to Doug Peterson met with the media yesterday. According to Doug Peterson, there's a chance he'll play in the preseason finale. That's what he said. He was asked about Eric Armstead yesterday, did not mention anything about him being activated from the PUP this week, but did say probably Atlanta. And Atlanta is the final preseason game, so maybe you'll see him get some reps in that game. For me personally, do I need to see reps of Eric Armstead in the preseason? Not really, but I do get why you would want to go out there and get some reps. It's been a while since he stepped foot on the football field. You know, his last game was in February in the Super Bowl. So I get why you want to get some reps against some opponents that aren't your teammates, some live reps before the regular season starts. So if he can go out there and get any reps against Atlanta, that's great. That's progress. This is progress. This represents a nice step in the right direction. And the Jaguars, at least Doug Peterson, he did expect Eric Armstead to be back earlier than he is now. In June, Doug Peterson told the media that he expected Armstead to be a full go for the start of training camp. That obviously hasn't happened, but I don't think there's any reason to rush a player of this magnitude, a player that you brought in for leadership, for certainly juice as a pass rusher, interior pass rusher to help out Trayvon Walker and Josh Allen, Josh Hines-Allen, and the rest of this group to be able to...
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling. A home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world. From the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just generate more penetration, more pressure against opposing quarterbacks, against opposing offenses, make their lives more difficult. And he's the type of player who has the versatility to line up on the interior as like a three tech and get into the backfield, use his size, his athleticism, his length. And then also he has the strength and physicality to certainly line up as a defensive end and play the run for you from that spot as well. So I think you can see a lot of fun different looks for the Jaguars defensive front this year. Eric Armstead returning to the field, or you know, getting on the field for the first time now, assuming it'll happen this week. Again, hasn't been confirmed, but usually, again, when a player is activated from the active PUP, they start to practice in a limited fashion. And again, according to Doug Peterson, he probably will potentially play against the Atlanta Falcons in preseason week 3. And what does his presence mean for the team? We just kind of went over it. I think that he's going to bring tremendous leadership, which he already has been bringing the leadership. You know, he's out there on the practice field every day. He's just not able to participate in practice until now. But he's been out there coaching the guys up, really providing his wisdom and leadership and experience, helping these guys out. And now he's able to do that and go out there and kick some offensive line butt, you know, get into the backfield and pressure the quarterback and help the Jaguars win football games. I've said this, you know, since this kind of injury situation started going on, and this isn't a new injury. It's, you know, just recovering from off-season knee surgery, and his off-season started later than a lot of guys' off-seasons because he was playing in the Super Bowl and playing really well down the stretch in the playoffs for the 49ers. Now, this is a player who very durable throughout his career, but the last couple seasons he has missed some time. The good thing is, and what I think the Jaguars should be aiming for, is that he has been healthy for the playoffs, healthy for the stretch run. And he's been damn good in the playoffs for the 49ers. And I think the Jaguars should want him to be at his very best in December into January and hopefully for a nice run in the playoffs versus making sure that he's full go 100% for September 8th against the Dolphins. And of course, you would love to have him play the whole season. And you've seen guys like injuries can be very fluky, right? Even with older players like Brandon Scherff, he had never hadn't completed a full season in a long time before he came to Jacksonville. And in Jax, he's played, you know, almost every football game, if not every football game, despite battling through some injuries. So just because Arik Armstead has missed time the last couple years doesn't mean he's going to miss time in 2024 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But it is, you know, he's a guy that you want to be good to go down the stretch. That's going to be the most important part of it for Arik Armstead, is making sure that he can help you win important football games. Too many players were injured for the Jaguars last year in December, and, you know, quarterback being, you know, chief among them, Trevor Lawrence battling through a bunch of injuries. They think they have a better situation at backup quarterback now this year. But I think Arik Armstead is just going to be such a stabilizing presence for that defensive front, you know, along with Josh Hines-Allen, who showed to be, you know, an all-pro level player last year. Trayvon Walker trying to take steps forward. You've got your young guys, Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson, who have been doing some nice things. You've got some other depth players doing nice things on the interior. Travis Gibson and Rasheem Green and Breland Speaks and Miles Cole and some of these other guys competing on the edge behind Walker and Josh Hines-Allen. And so I think there's a chance for this defensive front, coached by one of the better defensive line gurus, defensive line coaches, now the Jaguars defensive coordinator and Ryan Nielsen, has a chance to be excellent. And I think the linebackers behind them, same thing. I think that the secondary could be very good if they're able to stay healthy and establish some depth. So I'm fired up about Arik Armstead returning. This is going to be a huge development for your Jacksonville Jaguars. Would love to know what you think about the return of Arik Armstead. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.